Chris, Chris, hey, Chris, Chris, look at me, Chris, over here, hello, Chris, 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 oh, hi, Chris, can we do another podcast now?
Ask Mike Media is proud to present some form of podcasting thing, I guess. Hello and welcome to a slightly delayed Oscar Mike Media podcast because we tried to use Mumble, but it turns out Mumble kind of sucks, or at least it does when I'm setting up the servers. I am Chris Lipscomb, feature editor over at thesixaxis.com and general dude over at Halftone Hero, the comics website. I am joined as per normal by Lewis Gaston. Say hello, Lewis.
Hello.
Lewis is the general dude over at Screen Demon. I'm also joined as normal by Peter Chapman, editor-in-chief over at thesixaxis.com. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
And this week we have a special guest. We are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Carroll, No-Fi, the guy who founded TSA. Say hi, Al.
Did you say podcast?
You did.
I probably said podcast.
You need to start again.
No, I'm not fucking starting again. This has already taken like 40 minutes to get going. We're all here. We have Al. That's always a nice treat. Have someone extra joining us. There is a fucking list this week. Let me go find it. I wrote a list of shit we're going to talk about.
I got a list.
Yeah, yeah, it's a list that only has stuff I'm going to talk about it because no one filled in their bits.
But I've lost it.
I filled all my stuff in, I just didn't send it back to anyone.
So Peter filled his stuff in, but didn't tell anyone what the stuff was. Lewis,
are we supposed to fill it in?
Lewis, you're excused because you did a quiz again, so you're excused. And Al has lost his list.
Yeah. It's good, but I've lost it, so I've got nothing.
All right, that's fine. Let's go. Peter, what have you been up to?
I have been up to lots of stuff. I watched The Green Lantern this week.
Did you? Do you mean The Green Hornet?
The Green Lantern isn't out. Yeah, no, I always do that. I always get those two confused.
All right.
Yeah, it was The Green Hornet, the one with Seth Rogen in it.
How was it? Was it good?
It was in 3D. I couldn't tell you what the film was like because the 3D stuff is so distracting.
Yeah, I'm quite annoyed because there are, by my count, 4 places in the country showing it in 2D and I can't watch 3D films. So I'm quite irritated.
It's all very good in the special effects and all that, the 3D, and it's done reasonably well, but it's just so hard to focus on the actual film.
Yeah, I mean, that's
every 2 minutes it's going, look at me, I'm in 3D. Like, yeah, I just kind of want to see what the story's like.
Yeah, I can understand that'd be quite annoying. Particularly as I'm told it's like post-processing 3D instead of proper 3D. Like,
yeah, it looks like they've cut it out with scissors and just moved it a bit closer to you.
Okay, so that sounds crappy. So you can't retest anything about the film, just that 3D sucks.
Well, it seemed quite good. And the little Chinese fella that's in it that plays Kato is very good.
Yeah, he did look. I saw the trailer, and he looked far more entertaining than Seth Rogen did in the trailer.
He's the one from Harold and Kumar, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so.
I can't even remember his name, to be honest.
All right.
Something Chow.
Yes. Is it Raymond Chow?
I don't know.
If this was a professional podcast, one of us would go look it up, but I can't be fucked. What else? You been up to anything else this week?
Yes, interesting? I played hours and hours and hours of Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation.
Well, yeah. Right, let's put it this way. Is it the same as Mass Effect 2 on the 360?
It's the same story.
Does it look the same?
It looks slightly better.
Any other differences?
It has some extra content on it that was downloadable for the Xbox 360.
That sounds right.
And it has very occasional frame rate problems.
So basically it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what you would expect it to be like on the PlayStation. The shadows are anti-aliased bad and it has very occasional frame rate problems, but the textures look a bit better.
So essentially it looks like Mass Effect on a PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Which is wonderful. I would play Mass Effect no matter where it was.
Well, yeah, but we knew that already.
Like, I think it was in Chris's bedroom.
Well, no. That's a whole different kind of mass and a whole different kind of effect.
Oh, God. Right, so that's 4 minutes 40 to get to filth. I think that's a record. Yeah, that's the longest we've taken. We're normally a lot quicker than that. Yeah, anything? You said you read a comic. What comic have you read?
I read Astro Boy.
All right, that's cool.
Which is like a manga thing.
Yeah, Astro Boy's cool. I approve of Astro Boy.
And then I read Lost at Sea.
What's that?
Which is I think it was the first comic that Brian Lee O'Malley did.
Oh, okay.
The fellow that wrote Scott Pilgrim.
All right. What's it like?
So it looks the same as Scott Pilgrim. It's that same sort of art style.
Yeah.
It's a bit more sort of downbeat and depressing, but it's quite good.
So downbeat and depressing, but pretty good.
Yeah. But the interesting thing about those two comics is that I read Lost at Sea on the iPhone through their Comixology app.
Yeah.
And I read Astro Boy on the PSP through their digital comics thing.
Okay, so I personally really don't like e-comics because I quite like to hold something in my hands. But that's just me and I'm kind of weird.
5 minutes 30.
Oh, God.
So you can also hold the PSP in your hands. You read it on the floor or in the bathroom.
I am aware that the PSP can be held in your hands if required. So do you like using e-comics and stuff? I mean, you've talked about them a lot in the past and you seem quite a proponent.
I do. If for a start, everything's a little bit cheaper. It's an awful lot easier to find stuff that you're looking for. It's kind of easy to make that impulse buy.
Yeah, I mean,
the only thing I don't like about it, and I think this is a problem which is solved by the iPad, although I'm not flash enough to have an iPad yet, is that it shows you a panel at a time.
Okay.
And I kind of like to see the way the page all works together.
No, I actually, that's the one thing I do like about e-comics. Like, the panel at a time thing makes them seem quite dynamic, I feel. Like, it brings a little bit more life to it. So that seems quite interesting to me. Plus, in a normal comic, it can be quite, occasionally it can be quite hard to work out what the panel flow is.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that interests me about comics, is the way that all works and how they guide your eye through the page.
Yeah, but quite often, particularly, you get the feeling that when someone draws a comic, particularly if you've got panel flow that goes across two pages, you get the feeling that they've drawn those two pages as one page and then not realize they're going to be stapled later. And it can make it quite hard to kind of decode. That's an issue I tend to have myself. But yeah, that's just me. Do you feel they're superior to paper comics or not?
Well, I don't like skinny comics. I only like the compilations in the books.
Oh, okay. See, I love skinny comics.
Just because you end up with huge piles of them everywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly what my bedroom's like at the minute. There was just a huge stack of comics next to my pillow that I've just been reading.
The digital stuff gets around.
Yeah,
I would buy far more of the sort of single issue stuff through digital comics.
Yeah,
but then when it comes to big collections, I always get the paper copies.
Yeah, that's it is kind of it's a thing that all digital distribution solves, really, is that you don't have to have a huge stack of things. Like, some people quite like having big stacks of things. I mean, I quite like having like a huge wall of books as I have at the minute, or massive boxes for the CDs because I don't actually have enough shelf space to put my CDs anywhere. But
see, I just don't have space for it now. I've got loads of stuff packed away in boxes and kept in storage, and then while it's there, you can't use it. You don't get to see it. So
yeah,
it's just not to have stuff handed.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, anything else you've been up to this week?
Not really. I think I played some Civ 5.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh, you did play Civ 5 because I saw you on Skype. All right.
On Steam.
On Steam, that's what I mean. They all begin with S. Right, Lewis, what have you been up to down in Portsmouth land?
Been busy week for Screaming Limits. Well, for us, compared to you guys, it's not a drop in the ocean. But what did we do? I'm just trying to look down my list because I did make a list. Trying to read it, it's a whole nother thing entirely. So I went and saw The King's Speech, reviewed that's up there. That's absolutely brilliant film.
Okay, how'd you like it? Was it good?
Yeah, no, it was really, really good. I don't know what to expect because I don't like that genre film and I'm not a fan of Colin Firth, or I'm indifferent to Colin Firth. So I went in expecting it to be a bit shit, actually, not my type of thing. But so I didn't know what to expect going into it. I thought it was going to be really shit, but it was really, really good because it wasn't pretentious and bollocks like it normally is. It's just a really good sort of story.
Anything else you've been up to?
We did the Golden Globes.
That was this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got announced and given out and shit like that. Did you all see Ricky Gervais?
Yes, I saw Ricky Gervais. It was fantastic.
I thought it was very funny.
It was hilarious. Americans just take themselves a bit too seriously.
Yeah.
Those group of Americans in particular.
Apparently he's been blacklisted from the future ones now.
Really?
They're not going to let him back to the Golden Globes.
That sounds kind of harsh. Like, I thought it was very entertaining, actually.
Did Harvey Weinstein turn around and said that he will ensure that he never works in Hollywood again? And you think, that's a bit harsh. That's all he did was poke fun at him. And you think, get over it. It's a laugh.
It took a bit. Like, I was saying this to someone, that if he'd done that at the BAFTAs, everyone would have kind of taken it in good humour. It's just the American sense of humour seems to be non-existent.
Yeah, I think it's just the people in that room take themselves far too seriously.
The fact that they were there and someone had dared to say it to their faces, sort of thing.
Yeah, I think they may have been coddled by their agents for a bit too long at this point, which is kind of disappointing.
But I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, I think Social Network was the big winner. They got Best Film, Best Director, Play, which annoys me because they don't list screenplay as original and adapted, because Social Network is adapted, but Inception's original. See?
Yeah, you just wanted Inception to win lots of things, didn't you?
Inception deserves to win lots of things, Chris.
I haven't seen Inception yet, so I can't really comment.
Jesus Christ.
You seen any films?
I saw Catfish, and we'll talk about that later. That was quite good.
Didn't you say you haven't seen Kill Bill?
I haven't seen Kill Bill. No, I haven't seen Kill Bill. Right. Fuck's sake, right. Give me a minute, look. Amazon.
I'm in a bad enough mood as it is, Chris.
This is why I just get wound up.
Right, do I want part one or part two of Kill Bill?
Both.
Both.
Preferably watch the first one and then the second one.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I'm ordering Kill Bill to shut you up.
Right. As soon as he hits order and it's on its way, we should spoil the ending of it for him.
She dies.
There, it'll be here on Saturday, you fucker. Oh, that's harsh. It'll be here Saturday, so then I'll watch it and I can talk about it for next week. Will you shut up then?
Yeah, we're only 5 years left.
For a whole week.
So there we are. I've ordered Kill Bill just to stop people moaning. Also, while Lewis was talking, I have had a paper airplane thrown at me by Davs, who's being mischievous today, I think. Which is
could have thrown a stone or something useful.
Oh, cheers. You want me to get knocked out? Thank you for that. It's like, ideally, I would like it if you were unconscious for the rest of this podcast.
Well, this won't need it.
At least you might wake up and think, oh, I'm going to see Inception. Yes.
Inception. There is a copy of Inception in this house that I could watch if I really felt like it. I can watch Kill Bill or Inception. Which would you rather I watch?
Oh, you can watch more than one film.
That's a physical impossibility.
It's not a physical impossibility.
Given my schedule, it's actually kind of impossible.
Just don't watch them at the same time.
So your advice is not to get two screens and watch Kill Bill side by side with Inception.
I wouldn't
That's
do that.
My advice.
All right. Fair enough. Have you been up to anything else this week apart from mocking me?
We've got. I don't know when you're going to be able to have time to do this podcast and send it out, but at the moment we've got two competitions going on.
Day are they run out?
They run out tomorrow. Although tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Although I think I might extend the deadline till Monday. One's to win a copy of Mary and Max, and the other is to win a copy of Devil.
Yeah, well, there's no chances of going out before tomorrow, so I hope you all entered before those competitions finished.
If you didn't enter, I've got a stack of kittens that I'm ready to murder.
Fuck. It's your own fault, really, for not entering.
Murder? More competitions in the future.
Yes, that may or may not involve murdering of kittens. We also don't endorse you killing kittens. Anyone. Just don't kill kittens. It's not cool.
I haven't killed them yet.
Well, you're implying that you will, though.
Well, he's keeping them in a bin.
Oh, shit, the recycling men came this morning.
Oh. We may have found what comment of Lewis's has to be cut for this week. It depends. You probably say something far worse by the end of this podcast, and I only like to remove one of your really offensive things.
But that's for me. I'm done.
You sit quiet. You got your quiz later.
I can just now if you want to do the.
No, we're going to talk to Al first, and then I'll talk about stuff, and then you can do your quiz.
All right,
Al.
It's slick for this. I'm impressed, guys.
It's not slick at all. It's terrible. Right.
But he gets a turn to talk. We can barely hear Lewis. He's talking about kittens. Good.
Yeah, the highly professional podcast where we talk about kittens all day. So, Al, what have you been up to?
I've not read any comics. Sorry, guys.
You've not read any comics? That's all right.
Comics.
That's all right. We'll forgive you this
time.
Did
you watch any films this week, Al?
No.
Did you watch any children's TV with your lovely daughter?
Yes.
Yes? Any good kids' TV out there?
Huh? Lots of good stuff. We've got Maze Mouse.
Yeah.
And Peppa Pig.
I like Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is a good show.
Yeah, did you watch Pump?
No.
Oh, there's a ladybird in that. He's called Gaston. That's the only reason I watch it. I don't watch it. I watch it. Oh, fuck off.
Fair enough.
I'm my head. Are we talking about kids' TV?
Yes, yes, we are. We like to give Al something to talk about. It's his area of expertise now.
No, I've played with Big Planet.
Is he all right?
I wrote about 2,000 words.
Yeah. You can't expect me to read things. It's ridiculous. Ah. I haven't read it because I've been at work all week.
Staples and things.
Yeah. All right. Well, Little Big Planet 2 is generally awesome, and there was a copy of it waved in my face when I came home. So, unfortunately, not for me because I don't have a PS3. If someone wants to buy me a PS3, that'd be nice.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's a shame. Peter was going to send me a graphics card, but he didn't do that.
Oh, I have to look for that. I think I've got that somewhere. I'll have a look.
All right, it's my turn.
Little Big Planet. Sorry, Chris.
No, it's all right. You can talk about Little Big Planet more.
No, I'll talk about it. I'll email it later.
All right, cheers. Well, I'll go read the review. I probably should have done that. Right, I, myself, personally, I haven't really played many games. I kind of played Burnout a little bit, but that's not the main thing. The only reason I want to talk about this is because people had a bit of a go at me in Sunday Thoughts when I kind of went, the free roaming's not all that good now, is it? Which, to be honest, the free roaming isn't all that good, really. It's a bit dull.
I like it.
The rest of the game's pretty good. Like it.
I like the free roaming.
I felt the free roam kind of felt a bit too free. Like there was no real purpose to it.
Yeah, I thought that was half the fun, was it?
Wouldn't it just be roaming otherwise?
Well, like, but Assassin's Creed is free roaming, but you're driven forwards. Like,
dude, you're in a car.
Yeah, you can't get much more driven than that, I suppose.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
The game doesn't sort of encourage you to race as much as it could do.
No, it doesn't really encourage you to do anything in particular.
But I quite like that, aimlessness.
All right, well, that's fair enough. It's just not for me because I'm so, like, in games, I'm so into stories and stuff that I kind of, it felt a bit lackluster for me personally. But once I get past that, if I can ignore that, individual bits of the game are very fun. And particularly, like, trying to... I love Showtime mode. It's a lot of fun. It's not as good as it was in old Burnout games, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah, so that's kind of my thoughts on that. What I more wanted to talk about was comics in particular. I've read Superman Earth 1, which I got on import from America, and it's absolutely amazing. It's fantastic. It's a retelling of Superman's origin story on Earth 1. Don't want to go into the whole thing, but the DC universe is a multiverse, so there's like Earth 1, Earth 2, etc. So this is the Superman on Earth 1 and his origin story. It's very, very cool, very interesting, very different to what you expected from the originals. The kind of what I liked in this as well is before Clark Kent goes and decides to go work at the Daily Planet, when he goes to Metropolis originally, he goes and tries out for a bunch of sports teams and goes and solves all these equations at labs because he's hyper intelligent in this universe and that sort of thing. So basically, he gets all these job offers where he could make more money than you could dream of. There's a point where he's trying out for a football team, American football, and that sort of the coach says, just get him a contract and let him fill in whatever amount he feels is fair because he's so incredible. Yeah, so that's what I liked that. It's a good comic. It feels a very different retelling of Superman. It's a nice update as well. Feels a bit more modern. And also, the destruction of Krypton is actually looked at in a bit more depth in this version, which is quite interesting because it's kind of glossed over in most Superman origin stories, which always feels a bit weak. So I certainly...
It's not out though in the UK, is it?
I think it is out now, possibly, or it's just about to come out. This is why I got it on import, so I could have it and talk about it. Because I imported it in... It took a long time to come, though. I imported it in about November. It didn't come till Christmas Eve. but I've only just managed to get time to read it. But it's utterly fantastic, really. And also the other thing is that I got a late Christmas present that's only just come. It's a Wolverine comic called Old Man Logan, and that's absolutely incredible. It's a brilliant look at the future, well, one potential future of the Marvel Universe, about where Wolverine's going, and there's an interesting like backstory to Wolverine in this, because the Marvel Universe has got so messed up and such terrible things have happened to Wolverine that he's now become a pacifist and he won't pop his claws for most of the story. And unusually
he
for...
He won't do what for the most of the story?
Pop his claws. You know Wolverine has claws?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he won't pop his claws.
Sounds like a euphemism to me.
Oh, yeah, everything is.
Claws didn't come across. It didn't sound like you said pop his cork anymore.
Oh, that's not so good. So, but kind of unusually for a Wolverine story, there feels like a lot of, there's a lot of character work done here, which you kind of expect because it's from Mark Millar. So that's the kind of thing you expect from him, is you kind of expect him to build up the characters in a meaningful way, more so than a lot of other writers for Wolverine. It's brilliant. And then the Old Man Logan character seems to reappear in a trade that's coming out soon called Fantastic Force. So I think I've got that pre-ordered now. So when that comes, that'll be quite cool. But the main thing I like about it as well is it has Hawkeye in it. And Hawkeye's one of my favourite characters. I feel he's really underrated. But he's blind in the future, but he's still a complete badass. Because he's just... he's firing arrows at the sound of people's voice and still hitting them dead on and killing them, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, I did that. And then at Lewis's bequest, I watched Catfish.
Yay.
And it's very good, actually. I advise you go watch it. I didn't like it at the beginning. Then I liked I think it's a little bit slow at the start. Like, not hugely, but I just didn't quite... Like, it takes a little while to kind of see what the purpose is. Right. Then it gets going and it gets really interesting. And then there's... I don't want to spoil anything because it's a very interesting documentary, but there's certainly a story running through it. So I don't want to spoil that. But there's a point about halfway through where it suddenly gets very... It feels very awkward to be watching it. Do you kind of get what I mean, Lewis?
It depends at what point you started feeling awkward. Because I think I only started feeling awkward in the true sense of the word when he went to visit the people he'd been.
Yeah, it's at that point I felt quite awkward. Right. When he arrives to visit them for the first time, you feel it felt like quite an awkward moment to me.
It was, and it was really tense as well.
It was, and it felt a little bit...
I wasn't sure whether it was a real documentary or if it was done like the Blair Witch, like they presented it as a real documentary in order to make it more realistic. So I was sat there, and part of me was thinking, they're going to go to this house and it's going to turn into a really like gory bloodfest.
Yeah.
There'll be some sort of demented, inbred serial killer. But it turns out it wasn't.
No. But it is contentious because some people do think it's fake.
I think if it's fake, it'd be better, actually, because if it's fake, the scripting and the characters and the acting were so superb that I'd be interested to see what they do.
Yeah, that's true. If it's fake, it's by far the best fake I've ever seen by a long way.
Yes.
But after that moment of awkwardness, if you can get past that, the rest of the film is absolutely amazing.
Did you go from awkward to thinking, oh my God, to thinking, I feel really sorry?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of it's, and it's in very quick succession, isn't it?
Mm.
You feel awkward for about 5 minutes, and then you sort of realise what's going on, and then there's
sympathy and all
Then there's sympathy and then quite an interesting look, I feel, as well, at sort of the motivations of certain people in the story.
Gets
very interesting, I thought. So I certainly I definitely liked it a lot. It was very good. Very, very enjoyable.
I might watch that this week.
Yeah, it's a good... I'd advise you watch it. It's a good film. It's quite
fun. It is really good. I think you'd quite like it, Peter, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why I say that, but just...
It feels like quite... it's quite like a provoking documentary. Like, it makes you think about stuff a lot. And it makes you think about stuff about the internet that you already knew about the internet, but you'd never really kind of understood.
Mm. And hasn't it got, I know this sounds really stupid, but it really, because I watched Catfish and then Scott Pilgrim one after the other, because I had like a film night with my brother and
yeah.
a couple of mates. And then those two together had the best Universal logos ever.
Yeah, I actually have Scott Pilgrim. It's sitting on my bed. That's that I bought, weirdly, I also bought it with Catfish from Amazon. But it, yeah, they do have the best Universal logos. Actually, the whole like studio bit sequence, whether the studio logos bit in Catfish is incredible, absolutely yeah. fantastic. Yeah, I actually love that.
And I'll say as well, the I said we obviously we got the competition for it, Mary and Max. It's out on Monday, so if you're listening and you don't win, go and buy it. I think it's only a tenner from HMV and places like that, and no one's heard of it, and it's really annoying me because it is it's such a good film. I can't begin to tell people, and I just want to scream at people and tell them to go watch it. So you should check out that as well. It's the claymation one with the guy with Asperger's syndrome and the girl from Australia and stuff. It's just absolutely brilliant film.
Sounds quite interesting. I might give that a look. So I think that
is your homework.
That is my yes. well, my homework is to watch Kill Bill. Right. So I think that's
and Inception.
If I can watch Inception and Kill Bill, I will watch. Well, that's like three films though, and I have Scott Pilgrim to watch. So yeah. So that's all that done. Let's move on to the news for this week. News. Let me go find my list again.
News.
So we'll cover the gaming bit first. I think probably the biggest story this week was the 3DS. Which oh, thank you for that. You've made me giggle. So we were lucky enough to actually be able to send Dan over there. I was going to get sent by a bloody work. Otherwise, I would have gone and played with 3DS and got sent to Amsterdam. It would have been lovely. But
I think the 3DS would have been the last thing you'd been playing with in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nintendo's budget would have covered that. But anyway, so we went and Dan went and had a look at it. What are people's thoughts on it?
I think it looks fairly impressive. Expensive, isn't it?
It's rather expensive.
I think that's thank you.
I would pay that price for it, personally. But
see, personally, for me, I think it's a little bit too expensive. For me personally.
How much is it?
Well, $250, but it's translating in UK shops, sort of $220, $230.
Seriously?
I mean, if you shop around, you can get it for $195. That's the best price we've seen so far.
Jesus Christ.
Which, I mean, that's the launch price of the PSP was.
Yeah.
When it came out.
So it's nearing the launch price of a PS3.
Yeah.
Well, no, the PS3 when it was released was $425.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean the launch.
The current price of the PS3. Yes, it is nearly the current price for a PS3. But I'd rather pay more for portability anyway. And
what does Alex think of the 3DS?
Alex, yes, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I'm just reading Dan's hands-on just now, just catching up. So I'm like the biggest Nintendo fanboy, and I'm feeling a bit, I don't know, anxious, I guess, because the whole angle you need to view it at is bothering me a little bit. And Dan's saying that if you're just a little bit out, the 3D effect just dies and you can barely see the screen. And then he's talking about eye strain.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can switch the 3D effect off, but you know, this isn't a graphical powerhouse by any stretch, is it? So I mean, in 2D, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just going to be, I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, with eye strain, as he does say, he had been up for 35 hours at that point.
Yeah, he'd done a lot of driving and things, but this isn't just, you know, this isn't just relegated to what Dan's saying.
No, there do seem to be a lot of people who are saying it takes a bit of getting used to. I'm not sure Nintendo are onto a winner this time.
I don't know, I'll buy any machine that plays Mario Kart, so this is, it's in the bag for me, but I was just totally focused on what...
To be fair, I will buy any machine that plays Sonic, so I'm not far off. I was actually really sold on the 3DS just because it can play Game Boy games. And then Davs pointed out that I could just go buy a Game Boy, so I did. So I paid £20 for a Game Boy today, and that's coming in the post. which comes with Pokemon Red, which is really all you need.
He's such a spoil sport.
I know, he is a spoil sport.
No way, there's no way Davs is getting a 3DS. Every comment I can see on TSA is that he's like, no way.
I know. He's being quite vocal about his hatred, but he normally is.
He desperately wants one, you can tell.
I know.
Reverse psychology.
I know. Well, he likes cool things like I do, which is the other thing that kind of makes me want a 3DS. It is a pretty cool thing, but I'm just a sucker and a geek, so what do I know?
I don't know. I think I want to see it working for myself. I think I want to spend a little bit of time before I make my mind, but it's, I don't know. I don't think that I'd get 220 quid's worth of treasure out of it.
Well, it depends how you use it.
Well, it's got cameras on it, Chris. I was going to use it to send pictures to you.
Well, I think I'll be getting a lot of pleasure rather than you in that case.
Especially in 3D.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Coming out of the screen at you.
Oh, God. Right, moving swiftly on from three-dimensional porn. Final Fantasy 13-2. Does anyone care?
Sorry, Final Fantasy 13-2?
Yeah, they've done this before. I basically think what happens is Square forget how to number things. I think they don't quite understand how numbering works. But basically, it means that there's another Final Fantasy 13 game. It's kind of set in the same universe. But it's also Final Fantasy 13 Versus or whatever it is. That's not out yet, is it?
Not yet. End of this year, I think. There's also a Final Fantasy 14, which is currently available in shops.
That's an MMO, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's quite different.
So they've already released 14. They started to talk about, well, Versus is coming out at the end of this year.
Yeah.
They must be planning for 15, because that's just the way Square works. There's going to be a 15.
15 will probably be talked about at E3, I would imagine, because that's where they seem to do all this. So 13-2 is kind of weird.
And they've got that Duodecim thing coming out.
What the hell's that?
It's not weird, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I Square... Basically what's happened is Square have realised that they can put pretty much anything out with a Final Fantasy title on it and it will sell.
E3, they'll probably announce Final Fantasy 2, 64, or something shit like that. What is the point?
Yeah. I don't think they understand how numbers work.
But this is the...
I don't like Final Fantasy.
Well, fair enough.
I like Final Fantasy. See, the thing with Final Fantasy games is they're not sequels. So 13 is not a sequel of 12.
No, which is why Final Fantasy 13-2 does actually make sense.
Well, it makes sense.
Why don't they call them 13 and 14 if they're not sequels?
See, that's the thing. That's the bit that doesn't make sense, is that they keep calling them Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's the bit where it kind of all falls apart. At least if they were kind of set in the same universe or something, even if they weren't direct sequels, it would sort of make sense.
This is why this is... 13-2 is because it's the same. I think it's the same cast of characters as well.
Yeah, it's the same universe.
It makes me think of Game Dev Story. I get the impression that they've made the game, run out of budget, and gone, shit, we need to spend money on calling something, and then they just go for the cheap option.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14-50.
Yeah, that's exactly how game development works. It's done on my iPhone.
Although, to be fair, I have to say, given how Japanese names frequently translate with Japanese game development, it may mean something very deep in Japanese.
Probably not.
It seems to be what happens all the time with Japanese games is when you translate it, it doesn't really translate very well. And it comes out as something fucking crazy in English. Bizarre. Bizarre has been shut down, sadly. I sounded a bit too happy about that. It is a sad thing that Bizarre has been shut down. I actually think they made rather good games. It's also very sad I nearly said Atari, then I was like, that's not right at all. That Activision weren't able to shift the studio onto someone else, and that all those lovely people will lose their jobs, which is quite depressing.
Well, see, this is another thing. The studio's closed down. The last few games they've released haven't sold particularly well.
No.
Regardless of how well you think they should have sold or how much you enjoyed them, they didn't sell well. Everybody knows Activision is a business.
Yes.
So Activision are in this to make money.
Yeah,
that studio is not making money, so Activision will close it. That's you know, there's nothing you can do about that. That's just the way Activision operate.
Yeah.
The important thing to remember is that the developers at Bizarre are very talented people. They'll all get jobs somewhere else.
Well,
so that studio will close down, but a group of people will find somewhere else and probably never want to work for Activision again.
There was a vague rumor I heard somewhere that I don't recall that Microsoft may be interested in picking up the remnants of that studio.
Yeah, Project Gotham.
Yeah, and also for more Geometry Wars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Guy made Geometry Wars, didn't he?
Yeah, although to be fair, that is just one dude, so they could just go get that guy. But yeah, I'd be in favour of another Project Gotham Racing. I like it. I liked it more than I like most racing games, so...
Yeah, it might just be a case of that group of developers didn't work very well under the way that Activision do business.
No, exactly. So
get out from under that way of doing business and go and create something new.
Yeah. Also, Project Gotham Racing has bikes in it, which does make it cool. I do like, although bikes in Burnout Paradise are very hard to handle.
You get used to them.
Yeah, they are just a bit crazy the first time you use them. So that's terribly sad news. And our thoughts obviously go out to everyone, all the former staff at Bizarre. Hopefully there will be a new job soon. Anything else we'd like to talk about from the gaming world before we move on to other types of news?
Propaganda closed as well.
Yes, they did. I forgot that happened today.
Is closed that studio.
What did they get shut? What was their last thing they bought out?
Tron.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
The Tron game, which was, I don't know, I haven't played it, but I hear that it was distinctly average. But they used to have a Pirates of the Caribbean RPG that was in development that was apparently very interesting, but they shut it down to make the Tron game. Yeah. So now it looks like that's been done away with.
I do like things where you can play as pirates.
Yeah, saw some early preview stuff of it last year from E3, and it sounded like it was quite interesting. And then it was only maybe a month or two after that they closed down the project. So hopefully somebody will pick that up and do something with it.
I sort of want to play DC Universe Online, but I also don't play games enough to justify buying a subscription.
Yeah.
Talk about MMOs, which is kind of sucks, because I would like to play that game. A little bit.
Well, I wouldn't be a big MMO fan myself, and from what I hear, that's not really a very MMO-like MMO.
No, but that's what might make it more tempting, is that it's not like an MMO.
I suppose it might be more approachable.
Yeah, the fact it's not like an MMO, but I've heard very mixed things about that game, so...
Well, we'll have a review up on the site, hopefully, this week, on maybe Monday or Tuesday of next.
Yes, I know who's reviewing that. Should be good, hopefully. All right. Anything else? Gaming stuff?
Can we talk about Starhawk?
Yes, Starhawk might be coming out.
Might be.
Might be. Is that pretty much what we've got to say? So what was this? Beta invites leaked or something, wasn't it?
I think somebody had found somebody who's playing it, taking a photograph, made a YouTube video.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's probably... But, Starhawk has kind of been a... an open secret for a while at this point, hasn't it, really? It's one of those things where no one's confirmed it, but everyone kind of knows it's coming at some point.
Yeah. Soon, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I assume CC Star, Chris Clark, I assume he hopes it's coming very soon, because that's kind of all he seems to play.
Yeah. It's just Warhawk. You know that it's going to come out, and the first week it comes out, he'll rush out and buy it, and then he'll talk about how bad it is.
Yes. Because that's what Chris does.
Chris doesn't enjoy anything new.
No, he totally loved Need for Speed.
He did love Need for Speed, that's true.
He hasn't shut up about it.
That's true.
He does love Hot Pursuit, that is also true.
He also loved Black Ops.
Black Ops is very good, though, I have to say.
Perhaps I'm being very unfair to Chris. He does like new stuff.
We love you, really, Chris.
Yeah,
you're right in our book.
Maybe you do.
I love him in a special way. These are just lazy euphemisms tonight.
We're all tired. It's been a long night.
We're all tired.
I'm moody.
Yeah.
All the listeners can just fill in their own jokes.
I'm just going for the easiest possible joke.
You always go for the easiest.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's the best way to go.
I don't even know where this is going anymore. Right, what else on the list? That's it for new for gaming news. I reckon that'll do. I think anything else big I've missed?
Don't think so. Nothing major.
All right. Movies. Batman villains were announced. The next Batman movie, Bane and Catwoman. Those are terrible choices.
It's not though, because Catwoman hasn't officially been named.
Hasn't she?
No, Selina Kyle's been named. There's been no word of Catwoman as such.
Well, you can't really do anything else with Selina Kyle.
But you never know with Nolan, though.
Well, yeah, but it'll be Catwoman. Because for the last one, didn't they announced Harvey Dent and then didn't announce Two-Face. It's kind of obvious.
Oh, I don't know how much Catwoman. But I thought Bane was a brilliant choice, because if... I really like Tom Hardy. I think if he can get back up to the size he was in Bronson... He was a mean little fucker in Bronson.
Yeah, but the thing is that Bane is superhumanly big.
Yeah, I know he's like a genetic freak and that, but surely they'll do something.
Well, I think Nolan can do a really good job with Bane.
I'm not convinced, but if Bane will either be done incredibly or he won't pull it off at all. Those are the two ways I can see this going with Bane.
I think you have to have a bit of faith in Nolan. I mean, yeah. look what he did with Two-Face after that, the previous Batman film, when it had Harvey, was it Harvey Keitel?
No, it was Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah. And it was really come.
Yeah, you know, but that...
Nolan is capable of taking the overstatement out of characters.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you look at Two-Face in the source, in the comics, he's never been a particularly overstated character, particularly if you look at him in stuff like Batman No Man's Land and stuff like that. He's just crazy, and I mean, in the dude will just kill you because he can kind of way.
Yeah, but he's crazy when he's been pumped up full of the drugs. But if
no, I'm not talking about Bane. I'm talking about Two-Face quickly, as you were saying. Bane in the comics is just plain crazy. Bane is too. He has to be done well. He's going to be a very difficult character to approach, I think.
Like, I think they'll do that really well.
No, I mean, yeah. Nolan certainly hasn't given himself the easy option here, because there are far easier characters to approach. Like,
and I am genuinely excited to see what Tom, like I was with Ledger and Joker and that, I'm genuinely excited to see what Hardy will do with it, because I think he is a very underrated actor at the moment.
I mean, Bane could come out amazing. I would have liked to have seen maybe the Riddler, but at some point that would have been very, very close to the Joker.
Yeah, because the Riddler in the comics is just, he's nothing like obviously Jim Carrey's character in that film. He's just a very nasty piece of work.
Yeah, the Riddler would have possibly been interesting. Who else would have been interesting? I would like to see maybe the Penguin. The Penguin could be an interesting take.
See, I think the Penguin would probably be a step too far. Cause for the three that Nolan's done, they've been quite... realistic and dark. The Penguin's just a step too far.
It depends which variation. If you look at the Penguin, you look at. If you look at the Penguin in modern comics, he's actually portrayed quite realistically. Like in modern comics, he's not really even a criminal anymore. He's just a nightclub owner, and he's more like a trafficker of information and that kind of thing.
If that's the case, you never know. He might squeeze them in there.
Yeah, and I think it certainly is possible to display the Penguin. In a fairly realistic way, and still make him be villainous.
Yeah, well, it was Danny DeVito's Penguin in the previous set of movies was the first sort of real freak Penguin, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. In Batman Returns, he was weird. But I think it is possible to do the Penguin in a fairly realistic way. I don't know if there's anyone else I would have particularly liked to have seen instead of Bane. I mean, Bane is an interesting choice, certainly. And I think maybe I just don't have quite enough faith that Bane can be done in a way that isn't just completely wacky and zany, not easily.
I think at this point, you just have to basically let Nolan do what he wants. I think he earned that with the first two movies.
Yeah, I mean, he has certainly earned it. And as I said, he I kind of respect him because he hasn't gone for any of the obvious easy choices. Because they're given the universe he's working in, there are far more obvious choices than Bane.
And he writes them with his brother, doesn't he, John?
Yeah, yes.
And Jonathan Nolan is a massive fan of the Batman comics, so hopefully he's got a grasp on the whole storylines and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping they don't, because the really obvious route of Bane is to go for the whole Nightfall thing where he breaks Batman's back and then it's a whole story of Batman coming back and redemption and that kind of stuff. I'm not sure that would work particularly well. I'm also, the other thing that interests me is, even if Catwoman has been only described as Selina Kyle, so she might be in it in the way that Two-Face was in the last movie, in a more minor role as Catwoman and sort of prominently as Selina Kyle and then Catwoman later on. In a less prominent way. But you also have to consider that there's the police aspect in this now, because obviously at the end of the last film there was the manhunt going on, which I'm not sure if that's going to make the film a bit too busy, because that's essentially kind of three villains sort of in the film, if you consider the police to be to some extent a villain. Then it's,
I don't know though, because that was at work in the Dark Knight, because you had Joker, obviously you had Harvey then, and then you also had the police and the district attorney, the mayor, and that. I think you had that amount of levels going on in the Dark Knight, and that seemed to come out all right.
Yeah, but the difference is in the Dark Knight is the police were still kind of on Batman's side, whereas now they're against Batman. So I'm not sure if it might make it a bit too busy.
When's it out? 2012, isn't it?
I think it's like summer next year, probably. So
I think summer 2012, I think.
Yeah, it's something like that. So that's kind of happening. And then in comic news, the only thing I've got down is that Jim Lee is still awesome, which he is. It's not really news, just Jim Lee is awesome.
I heard some movie news just before we connected.
What was that? Well,
I heard that there is very possibly going to be a reboot of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard that as well, yeah.
Well, I guess that's slightly interesting. Lethal Weapon was cool.
I think it would
be. Lethal Weapon 1 was cool. The best of them were.
Who would you cast in Lethal Weapon at this point, though?
I'd put
Mel Gibson back in it.
Yeah, stick a few Jewish people as the baddies. You'd be well away.
Yeah, stick Gibson in it. Give him a few drinks and a car. A few Jewish people as baddies and just watch the chaos roll.
Yeah, don't give him the script. Just tell him that there's Jewish people in the corner. Watch him go. Oh, and give him a beer or two beforehand as well.
All right, so we have successfully cast the Lethal Weapon reboot.
And Danny Glover is going to be played by Morgan Freeman.
Well, Morgan Freeman should just be in everything, really.
Morgan Freeman is in everything. He's just disguised as other people.
No, Samuel L. Jackson is in everything. Right.
That's a fact, actually. Samuel Jackson is officially the hardest working actor in Hollywood, or working at the moment. He's done more films than anyone else.
He has. It's insane. Like,
that's an actual fact. I'm not just...
I know. Like, the amount of films he seems to do, I'm not sure where he finds the time.
And to think it all started with him as the first Black Power Ranger.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Right. Moving on swiftly.
Can I do my quiz now?
Yes, that's what we were going to do. That's what I was going to move swiftly on to, your quiz.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
Right, I'll explain this one. I started out thinking, I'm really clever and make this really difficult. Yeah. What I've actually done is ending up making it probably the easiest quiz I've ever done.
All right, what's your quiz this week? How's it work?
It is, I've taken music from films, and there's one TV series in there as well. And I changed the pitch and sort of glitched it up a bit.
Oh no, he's pitch shifted.
Hang on a minute, I'm a bit worried now, because didn't we say last week that all paedophiles pitch shift?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think that's an admission of guilt.
Well, we know what you're going to be doing this evening.
Little tip,
running from the police.
Did you just say I'm going to be doing Little Timmy?
You said, well, you know what you're going to be doing tonight, and I said Little Timmy.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know, that wasn't too far. It was just the most obvious place to go, but it worked.
Just for the record, I'm not going to be touching any children tonight.
Well, that's what you say now.
Not on a Thursday evening.
That it saves that for weekends. Right, come on, let's have your quiz then. Let's be having you.
Right, yes, it's all glitchy. I've tried to glitch it up. Like I say, it turned out that what I actually created was just slightly altered, very famous bits of music, so it'll be very easy.
Okay.
But there's 10 of them again, so I'm doing it on my iPad again, so...
All right.
On the iPad with the good speakers.
Good speakers, yeah.
Okay, so first one. Easy peasy, first one. Hear it?
Yeah, I could hear it. I didn't know what it was, though.
Oh, come off it.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
All right.
Okay. Number two. Number three. Could you hear that one? That was quite quiet.
That was quite... Can you play that again? That was fairly quiet.
Okay. This is number three again. Okay, number four. Number five. Number six. I got lost then. Number seven. Are you all still following?
Yeah, I'm still following along.
I haven't got one right yet.
Oh,
is this Inception icon up? Some kind of dream world.
Right,
I might just play that next week.
Number eight.
What number is this?
It's number eight.
Number eight. Number eight. Do you want number eight again?
That's all right. Still, I won't get it in a way.
Number nine.
I've got one now. I'm happy.
Number 10. Okay.
All right, I have number 9 and number 10, but those are the only ones I've got.
I think I've got 1, 7, and 8. Oh, no, 1, 7, and 10.
What about you, Al?
No, I didn't get any. Sorry, I'm terrible.
Number 1.
There's a mod on the latest Buzz that's the same sort of thing, and I can't get any of them, sorry.
Number 1 was the easiest of the lot, I can't believe. Pete, what did you put for number 1?
Was that James Bond?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got one right. Fuck you all.
Number 2 was Crash.
I haven't seen Crash.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, what is wrong with you people?
I'm sorry. I can't watch every movie ever made.
The 2005 film. The 2005 film, not the weird one where James Spader goes around wound fucking people.
David Cronenberg one.
Yeah, that's
that. Yeah, I assumed it was probably the one that won Oscars, not the other one.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that one. Number three was Donnie Darko.
I haven't seen Donnie Darko. Oh,
I haven't seen that either. I own it on DVD. I just haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to put my fist through a wall in a minute.
Oh, you should definitely see that.
Number 4 was Dexter, the TV series.
Oh, I don't watch that.
I have seen Dexter. I didn't get it. Making Lewis sad.
Number 5 was Gladiator.
Haven't seen Gladiator.
You got Gladiator, did you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I've seen The Gladiator. I saw The Gladiator several times. It was very good.
Number six.
Lewis is going to explode if we don't do something to make him feel better.
Number six was Inception.
Well, we all know I haven't seen that.
Yeah, no, I had that, but I wrote that down for number seven.
No, number seven was Jarhead.
I haven't seen that.
Moving on. Number eight. Number eight was Pan's Labyrinth.
I've seen about half of that.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Chris.
Wait, I know what number nine was.
I've got that as well, but I haven't watched it yet.
You've got that, did you?
No, he's got
I've got the movie, but I haven't watched it yet.
Jeez.
I know what number nine was.
So, what was it?
It was South Park.
Yeah, that was the Uncle Parker song.
Yeah. And number 10 was Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. I got that one right too. I think that officially makes me the winner this week.
It does.
You won.
Yes.
You don't win anything, but...
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
I thought we were going to get to win an iPad.
I clearly sucked quite badly this week.
It's because you obviously haven't seen any films ever.
I've seen South Park and Indiana Jones, and apparently that's it. Indiana Jones was on the telly last night.
I'm going to watch Crash and Catfish before next week's podcast.
I think I'm probably going to watch Scott Pilgrim after we finish.
And yeah, make sure it is the new Crash.
Yeah, don't watch the old Crash. I strongly advise against that.
Well, now I want to see it.
You don't. Where was it? I've only heard about it, but you don't want to see it. Right. Let me see. What's it? Well, and the last thing on the list is community stuff. We had questions asked, and then we picked some. Jonathan Brown, what are our thoughts on digital distribution of games, in particular from Steam, but also PSN and Xbox Live?
I like digital distribution because it cuts down on the clutter in my life and also means I don't have to get up off my fat, lazy ass and swap discs about.
Alex, you got any thoughts on it?
I prefer digital distributed games, but only because of the sort of games that I would rather play.
All right.
As opposed to the kind of the medium you get them, because I don't really have time for the big games so much. I would rather play the shorter, quicker.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I can understand that.
The ones that you tend to get each week. So.
Yeah, I can get that. That makes sense. Like just something short and easy, rather than like a huge masterpiece.
Well, not necessarily easier, so it's just something you can just kind of get through in a couple of hours, or you can go back to dip in and out of.
That's sort of what I mean by easy. Something like it's something you can go into simply and without having to go, oh, I'm going to invest the next 10 hours in this. More, I can invest a couple of hours in it and have a good time.
I think that's the reason I prefer iPhone games to big games just now and again as well, because you know that they're going to be fairly simple experiences. You can just play, finish, put down, don't need to think about it too much.
Yeah, I get that. That's fair enough.
What the fuck was that noise you just made?
I have no idea.
It sounded like Will.i.am doing the scales.
Awesome. Oh, I love it when Skype fucks up. Right, Adam Garrett, aka AG Too Many Numbers. Because he has too many numbers.
AG2297.
That's far too many numbers. That's four whole numbers.
It's four. Four numbers, Chris. Numbers.
I can't possibly remember that.
And most people put birth year, 2297. What is that?
It's his bank PIN code.
No, it is his birth year. He's just come back.
TSA password.
It's his birth year, but he's come back in time. Right. TSA has previously mentioned they're increasing their coverage of PC news. While some things are obvious, e.g. Blair doing PC gaming blogs features. By the way, thanks, Blair. You're doing a brilliant job doing PC stuff. How does TSA plan to do this?
I really shouldn't.
Well, I think it's kind of the same way we plan to expand into everything. We write more about it.
Yeah, with the PC stuff, it was principally just basically add categories and say to the writers, okay, go ahead. And then it'll gradually build up as people get more and more interested in it. And, the more feedback we get, the more comments we get on stories, the more likely writers are to write more stuff. So it'll just sort of build up gradually and naturally rather than trying to force it. If you try and force it, it's just going to end up, it'll just seem like we're trying too hard. And that's not what TSA is about.
Yeah, that's true. He also seems to be under the impression that we do actively plan things.
Oh, there's.
No, that's
not fair. I'm just kidding.
No.
There's a plan behind everything. We just managed to make it look like we're not planning.
it's just questionable how well we implement the plans themselves.
It's like covering indie PC games as well, like the one we posted about, was it Thursday? The Photonica, which is a brilliant kind of 3D indie game that just runs in, you know, in the browser. And you know, we could talk about that kind of stuff all day long.
Yeah, and the thing that's making me happier as a lot recently is we're getting a lot more of those kind of people saying, "Why, like, do you want to talk about this stuff with us?" Which is always nice to get those kind of emails in from developers and PR people.
Well, yeah, that's, TSA's always been, you know, even when we only covered PlayStation 3 stuff, we talked about all sorts of gaming.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, basically, if it's about games, we'll talk about it. It doesn't really matter what the platform is, because we're interested in that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of think the way we always like to do it is just do a natural progression into these things. That's kind of how we went into 360 and then how we more recently went into the Nintendo stuff and now into PC. Is it kind of just a writer says, I would like to write about these things, and you go, yeah, that's fine, you can write about it then. Which as far as I can recall, is exactly what happened with Nintendo and happened with PC as well.
I think it just shows that we're a little bit open-minded, and I think any gamer that just pretends they only buy one brand, you know, that whole concept baffles me completely.
Oh, it does. I don't know what's up with that.
Why would we only write about one brand when, you know, there's several out there?
I know. It wouldn't be particularly enjoyable, I think, just to write about one brand all the time.
Well, it's very limiting, you know. I like ice cream, but I like chocolate ice cream, and I like honeycomb ice cream, and I like vanilla ice cream, and, you know, you can sample all these different things, then why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah,
and it's not like we're covering PSD stuff any less. I mean, when we first started out, it was just two or three of us, and, you know, the PSD was all we could kind of get around to, but, you know, we've got a whole fucking army now, so, you know, we might as well cover what we can.
Yeah, an international army, it's crazy.
Yeah, 18-7 or whatever.
Yeah, right, we've got Paul Pickering, a.k.a. Person678, says, here's two questions. Firstly, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? I haven't seen pictures of Person, so I can't really comment on this. He's got a very small neck.
From the picture I saw of him. Not in a mean way. That was the first thing that struck me. He's got a very small neck.
Well, really what I have to ask there is, do you wish your girlfriend had a small neck?
That wasn't a picture of his face.
I wondered why he only had one eye.
He's winking at you.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean that horrible, by the way, Person, if you're listening. Love you.
Also, what games are we most looking forward to in the April, in the March, April-ish rush?
Portal 2.
Killzone 3.
Yeah, Portal 2, probably. Al?
Definitely Portal 2, and I can't wait to get my hands on Killzone 3.
So that's basically it. Two games that we're all looking forward to.
Or first-person shooters. When's Killzone 3 out? It is April time, isn't it? No, it's not.
It's February, isn't it?
February. I think it's the end of February.
I
won't get it until April, though, so that's fine.
It's soon. Russell Cook, a.k.a. Your Mum and Me, says, Oscar Mike Media covers comics, games, and films. Will it ever branch out to cover music, too? Peter, you have to answer this one.
That depends. Do you want to write on a website that writes about music?
I would love to, personally, but the problem with that is, although, because I consider myself to have quite an eclectic taste in music, and I love it in that, but I'm not very up to date with what's going on at the moment, so it would be listening to things that I find along the way that could be like 10 years old.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced I've slept in like 6 months, so I wouldn't really like to write about it at all.
I seriously would, but like I say, the problem is it would be about odd random albums that aren't necessarily current.
Well, this is,
and what have you.
It's just the same as we were saying about TSA's PC coverage. Basically, if there's a market for it, if people want it and our writers want to write about it, then we'll look into doing it.
Also,
but there are no plans at the moment.
Also, if you do want to write about it, send us some sample pieces and we'll see what we can do. Like, if we feel you'd be a good fit. Not you, I'm talking about Your Mum and Me. Like, if you want to write about stuff, send us some sample pieces and we'll see if there's a place you'd fit. That's pretty much how everyone who writes for TSA started out. And Oscar Mike Media.
That's pretty much how everyone that writes for anywhere started out.
Yeah,
you just start out by sending in samples and saying, "I really like what you're doing. Look what I'm doing," and then you get hired.
Exactly. Dav said some stuff about the 3DS, but I don't really care about Dav's.
Did he say it was too expensive?
basically, that's all he says. He just said that when I just walked into the front room yesterday. I came in from work. And he went, it's too expensive. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. I was deeply confused. And finally, from Patrick Shale, apparently something about Star Wars. Why do you think no one can get... I knew there was a question in there somewhere. But he basically says Star Wars is awesome. Fair enough. Why do you think no one can get Star Wars game right?
What he actually said was he was offended by our attack on the 3 prequel films last week.
Well, he's wrong. You should attack the 3 prequel films. They're fair game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So why can no one get Star Wars game right? I think they can. I quite like it. I like Rogue Squadron.
Star Wars Arcade was amazing, the first one.
Yeah, that was good. I like Rogue Squadron. Rogue Squadron's pretty solid.
I was going to say, I liked Force Unleashed, but the last Star Wars game I really liked was Rogue Squadron on the GameCube.
Yeah, that was a good game. And as he points out, Knights of the Old Republic's a very good game.
I think maybe, I don't want to put words in his mouth, I think maybe what he means is, why isn't there a Star Wars game which is as good as the movies?
Because games aren't as good as movies in general. Like, I love games, but when you say, right, like, something is good in a game, you mean it is good for a game. If you compare, like, the writing of a game to the writing of a movie, I'd say 99 times out of 100, movies will come out on top. There are a few rare exceptions, but...
I think there's a lot of games recently have had writing which is on a par with movies.
I'd say
Uncharted 2.
Yeah, but that's I'd say maybe Uncharted 2, maybe Halo Reach, maybe
Mass Effect 2.
But if you compare those to the vast majority of games that come out, even when you're talking about like full console games rather than little flash games and stuff,
it's still quite an immature medium.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why I know it's hard for anyone to get any kind of game right, really, is because it is so immature. People are still learning. If you look at films from the 20, 30 years after films started, they're not amazing compared to modern filmmaking.
But it depends what they do with them, because I always think Star Wars is probably the exception to other sort of movie to games, is the fact that they have taken it outside of the storylines of the films and created something within the universe. Where, because you think of games like the Avatar game or something like that, you've got a whole mythology and universe there to work with, that if you just took it out of the storyline and created your own thing and gave it the time it deserved, you could potentially have a brilliant game on your hands.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, because they've embraced the whole extended universe concept so fully, what's helped them to make better games in that way. A lot of other kind of those franchises that are cross-media franchises.
I think also the Star Wars games that we've had so far, possibly the best ones have been either the ones where you're in a ship of some sort, the X-Wing and X-Wing versus TIE Fighter and Rogue Squadron and those sort of ones.
Yes.
But the other option for Star Wars games is the character-driven ones. And if you're going to be a character, if you want a protagonist for a Star Wars film, then the most powerful protagonist to use is the Jedi.
Yeah.
But with the Jedi, you have a whole host of mechanics that are very difficult to do in a video game.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're very gymnastic and very athletic and very fast and very, you know, they have all these force powers and all these extra senses, and it's very hard to get that into one character and allow the user to experience it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a case of not being able to cram all that stuff in.
Well, I thought The Force Unleashed touched on that really well.
Yeah, I think The Force Unleashed has done the best job so far of that sort of character-driven stuff. Mm. But it would still be interesting to see them then tie that back in to, you know, Force Unleashed got the character stuff mostly right, but didn't get the surrounding world stuff particularly right.
Yeah. That sounds fair. And then I think that's probably all our questions. Let's have a look.
Well, unless you count your question at the bottom of the email.
What's that say?
Which do you reel are good to answer?
Well, I presume I probably meant feel.
But you didn't write it.
Well, no, I that's because I really shouldn't be a writer.
Is that kind of like a way to start this recording when you said podcast?
Yep.
You didn't say podcast.
In general, I am just a failure. So,
I feel bad now.
Don't feel bad.
Right,
I won't. See, I think
that's
we.
What he does.
I'm sure we had. Wait, I'm sure we had one other question on here somewhere. Oh, we have to apologise to Tough Cub. He would like us to retract the thing where we implied that he keeps small boys locked in his basement, and would like us to state that he keeps the England rugby squad down there. I'm glad we've cleared that up fully now.
Now, when you say down there, do you mean down in his basement?
I hope so.
He must have really big trousers, otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Hell, a big basement. I've got a question.
What's your question?
My question is, if you didn't write for CSA or Screen Demon, who would you write for?
No one.
Yeah, probably no one. No one else would have given me a shot.
Assuming you can spell and things. Just
go with me. On a serious note, before, because me and Chris are quite different, I think, in the sense that we don't have much self-belief. And because I started off at TSA, didn't I, doing those stupid, not stupid, but doing those silly Bridge Too Far.
No, they were great.
I literally sent that in thinking Peter's going to read that and think it was shit. So it was just lucky that you guys were sort of generous enough to take it up, and it sort of got from there, went from there. So if it wasn't for you guys at TSA and having Screen Demon, then I really don't think I would be doing it at all.
And Peter was the one who asked me to come write, so basically, because I didn't send anything in, I don't think ever, saying, can I write for TSA? Peter emailed me one day saying, you should come write for TSA about Xbox 360 games.
Together.
Yes, we did. That's what we did. Yeah, that's why you asked me. But yeah,
because you did that radio show.
Because I did do that radio show. That was the precursor to this one.
Did that their radio show, and I listened to it and went, "He's got an Xbox. I'll hassle him."
Yeah, I think that's basically how it worked. So if Peter hadn't emailed me, I wouldn't be writing for anyone really.
Basically, you're trying to blame this all on me.
I've repeatedly blamed this. I've blamed this on you in articles. It's in print if you go look for it.
I blame everything on you.
Yeah.
To be fair, most of it's my fault. Most of the bad stuff, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Have you found any of your questions, Peter?
I haven't got any questions. The only thing I've got is somebody saying we should ask if the 3DS is too expensive. Dav says, do you think the 3DS is expensive?
Reasonable, actually.
Yeah.
Oh god, I am decreeing now that the 3DS is not too expensive, just to shut Dav's up.
It's quite expensive.
A
little bit where
it's
I'm
not,
calling
it's not too expensive, it's just quite expensive.
There we are, it's quite expensive.
It's quite a lot of money.
It is quite a lot of money, fair enough.
Especially when they don't have a car for lunch.
Chris, CC Star, recommends that we have TSA catch-up open while we record it so we can remember the news from the past few days.
We probably should.
That's an interesting way of letting us in that.
That would have been useful.
Yeah, so that's a new thing that Alex did this week on the website, and it's on the menu on the left-hand side now. If you click on the little link that says catch-up, it'll show you a huge list of stories that we've covered in the last, at the minute, it's 5 days. So if you think that you've missed anything, you can just click on that, and it's all there in a big list. Very
and the feature bold, in case that wasn't obvious.
Yes.
It's in the feature box, bold and
bold. All the original feature stuff is in bold.
Yes.
And have we settled on 5 days for that, or are we going to change
it? I don't know. Open to suggestions.
Fair enough.
So there you go. If you think there's too much on there and we should put it down to 3 days or 4 days or whatever, let us know. And if you think there's not enough and you want more days, let us know.
Yes. Right. That'll do. That's a podcast.
The what, sorry?
A podcast. We're doing a podcast.
That is an audio recording now finished.
is it actually finished though?
Or... Yeah, that'll do. Right.
I don't know if it has finished yet.
No, I think we should carry on.
I'm not fucking. I want to go watch Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, now you're going to watch a fucking film.
Yeah. Nobody wants to watch a film when he's supposed to be doing his chores.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be editing. We're not editing this podcast tonight. I will just pass out on my keyboard. I could go eat
on your keyboard. How big's your keyboard?
It's a big keyboard. I like massive buttons.
Buttons to use your elbows for.
Yeah, that's how I type.
I've never seen Chris. Maybe he's just tiny.
Oh, he's got a horror.
Maybe that's why Dazzball isn't so much.
Yes, yes, you've learnt my deep dark secret. I am in fact tiny.
His bed is made out of a Swan Vista box.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. Cheers to Al for joining us this week. Al, are you coming back next week or not?
I'm a fuck.
All right, so Al came for 1 week.
I've never heard so much comic and movie dribbling my entire life.
All right, you can get Al on twitter.com/_nofi. You can get me on Twitter at HalPro. You can get Lewis on Twitter at Lewis Gaston. He's nice and easy to remember.
Gaston.
Louis Gaston. Louis Gaston.
Where to God.
And you can get
Louis Gaston or Lulabelle.
Lulabelle.
You're a fucking prick.
And you can get Peter at possibly. And if you go on websites, we also will be there.
Yeah, get that in.
Not just any websites, it's the websites we write for. If you just go to random websites, we probably won't be there. Yes.
Unless they're naughty. I'm on quite a lot of naughty ones.
Unless they if they're naughty, we're just always there.
Interpol's top 10.
Oh, all right.
Interesting fact about that. Lewis is actually on that list twice.
I'm going for good. The hat trick.
Right. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Right.
Pig?
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Sure you don't mean that'll do, donkey? That'll do.
No. Because it was from Babe first.
No, that'll do, pig.
Yeah, it was
Babe first.
Oh, sorry, Babe. That classic cinematic milestone.
Yeah, exactly.
How stupid of me.
It was like Casablanca, just with pigs. Right.
It's nothing like Casablanca.
If I switch this to dynamic, I can just see Chris bouncing around my screen like a little pixie.
Oh, God, why is ending this podcast is fucking impossible every week. All right.
Could just hit the stop button, but...
Yeah, right, I'll hit the
like
stop.
An hour and a half, isn't it?
All right, I'll hit the stop button. This is totally...